Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Right now, we're going to talk to Reverend Rob Clements, because we see many moments in the Bible where individuals and communities were faced with challenges that forced them to have patience, to have perseverance and extended periods of waiting. And with COVID-19 lockdown in place, it's important to reflect and remind ourselves about this. So we have Reverend Rob on the line now to talk to us about this from Kiltiernan Parish Church, County Dublin. How are you keeping, Reverend Rob?
I am well, Donald. Nice to be with you this morning.
You too. Good to have you on. First of all, Rob, lockdown, it's forcing us to be patient with so many aspects of our lives at the moment. Talk to us a little bit about this.
I mean, I think we are at a stage right now in our shutdown when I think people are starting to have a very genuine sense of wrestling with tedium, or maybe even wrestling with a little bit of boredom. And I'm careful to say that because I know there are probably some of your listeners raising their eyebrows who have been busier in the last number of weeks than they've ever been, particularly those in the medical and care profession. But for most of us, for many of us, we are being forced at the minute to be still, and we are being forced to wait. And I think there is sometimes a sense that we are exhausted by doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is that we, the culture that we live in, the world that we live in, we are not accustomed to being patient. And I think two things on that. I think firstly, we live very much in a world where we get things instantly, and that's not there anymore. But we also live in a world of overstimulation. I have three kids, wonderful kids, 9, 7, and 4-year-old.
Fantastic.
So it's a busy house in the Clements house. But normally, whenever things are in full flow, my kids don't stop, you know?
Sure.
They are at school, there is after-school club, there are play dates, there are birthdays. There's a sense that things never actually stop. And if it does stop, even for the smallest moment, the echo I have from them is, I'm bored. And actually, we get that with kids, but the truth is, we adults are the same. The moment we are bored anywhere, the first thing we do is we take our phone out and we do something to distract ourselves from our boredom. And I think one of the things that's happening right now in this time of shutdown is that we're having to kind of relearn a spirituality of boredom. I think there's a whole science and spirituality behind this that actually says that boredom is actually quite a healthy thing, because boredom is the place where we learn to cultivate creativity, perseverance, playfulness, and actually confidence can come out of boredom too, because we actually permit ourselves to sit with ourselves and get to know ourselves and get to rediscover ourselves. And in the midst of that, that's all about learning to wait, learning to be patient. I think it almost takes us right back. We didn't expect that we would be living in monastic cells, but it almost takes us back into this kind of monastic experience where we are having to learn a spirituality of stillness, and we're having to learn to find simpler rhythms, and we're having to learn to wait and cultivate the virtue of being patient. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. I don't want to downplay the challenges. As a rector in a church, I have had to deal with people cancelling weddings, cancelling baptisms. I've had to deal with people who have had to be patient in waiting to hold the hand of a loved one who has lost someone dear to them. I've also had to talk to grandparents who are having to patiently wait to hold their newborn grandchildren. So there are real challenges in it. But of course, we do it right now because it's the right thing to do. It's right for us to be patient. But maybe in the midst of that, there's the possibility of learning something about ourselves.
Well, that's brilliant, Rob. It's so funny because I think all of us have been thinking about these kind of things in the last few days, or the last few weeks, I suppose. Yeah. And the thing that came to mind for me when you were talking about that is you said we have a distraction, you know, a lot of the time. We have a phone there. We have the media all the time if we're bored. At this point with myself, I feel like I'm bored of being bored, if you know what I mean. Because when we're bored, we always have some sort of an outlet. But now that outlet is just becoming tedious, you know? It's just getting in our minds.
And we're having to find something new. And actually, maybe in some ways, this is part of the kind of journey that we're on. This is the emergence of this spiritual life that we didn't expect to be walking into, you know. And maybe, as with all these things, when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to decipher what the learning is. But I do sense there's the possibility for sort of deeper spiritual awakenings, deeper understanding of what it is to spend time with our families, or if we are on our own, a deeper sense of spending time with ourselves and spending time with God with ourselves. So that there's lots of learning going on right now.
Fantastic. So with that learning, are there any examples of from the Bible where we can see people having to be patient and having to wait?
Yeah, there are. I mean, I was very mindful that, you know, we are in the season of Easter. I didn't want to draw us right back into Lent or right back into Advent. But one of the things that's happening at the minute, I know as a rector in a church that uses the common lectionary, it keeps throwing up these Bible passages that actually resonate so much with the situation that we are at the minute. And I think God has a habit of doing that. But one of the readings that's an optional reading for this Sunday is the story of Noah.
Mm.
So I've been thinking a bit about Noah and the Ark. And there is this, now Noah and the Ark, of course, we often think of it as very much as a children's story of sorts. But actually, it's quite a grown-up story, and it's full of tension and full of very, very real sort of emotional resonance. And of course, we know the drama of it. We know the big flood and the crashing waves, and we have the images of the ark being tossed at sea. But there's a whole other bit of the story of Noah that actually is talked about in quite a lot of depth in Genesis, and it's the bit where nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bit where, yes, there is the 40 days of rain, but then very hard to decipher exactly in the text how we read the length of time. But it looks like there's 150 days of the ark simply being out at sea on the swell. And I can't imagine. Noah's there with his family on the ark. Now, I'm very careful how I say this to you. I was going to start by saying, I love my family, but it's better if I phrase it, my family love me, but I'm not sure they want to be with me on an ark for 150 days.
There's an O2K radius on the ark anyway, that's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we hear these horror stories of cruise ships, but can we imagine on an ark, 150 days? And Matt, that's, if there ever is an example of social isolation, the ark is it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this sense of waiting and not being sure what's going to happen next. And possibly not even being sure exactly what is happening outside of the doors of the ark. And then there's the lovely scene, there's this great scene where Noah lets the dove go, and he lets the dove go with expectations of receiving something back. And of course, the first time the dove comes back and there is nothing, and you can almost sense his disheartenedness as nothing happens. And then a while later, a few days later, out goes the dove again, and we know the story that the dove brings back the little branch.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, so that's the sign which says that, I don't know, we have leveled the curve, you know, something has happened, something is changing, now there is hope. But even then, there is another period of waiting and waiting. And eventually there is the story of, after this long journey, they put their food back on land. And after the wait, there is a time of fruitfulness and plenty and of a new covenant with God.
That's
so
fantastic.
The wait's hard, but I think there is productivity in the wait.
For sure. And that story of the olive branch with the dove, it's very analogous for me of new beginning. And when the churches reopen and normal daily life resumes, do you think society and people's daily patterns will change because of maybe that new beginning?
Yeah, it's hard to know, isn't it? You know, we are resistant to change, but if we are being mindful and we are being thoughtful, I think what we need to do is to walk into the possibility of new things.
Mm.
The truth, you know, the story of Noah is an interesting one there, because there's a very clear sense that they left something behind and they re-engage with something new. And no doubt there's a sense, not just that Noah and his family left something behind, but there's a sense also that maybe something in them had changed also. So there is a hope. I think there is an Easter resurrection hope, that we, when we do gather again, we emerge into something new. And there's a little bit of that in the story of the people of Israel who were exiled from their temple and their community, who eventually move back to returning to the temple. And I think there's learning from them as well, possibly.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Rob, for coming on. That's brilliant words there for all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on and giving that to us today.
A pleasure too. Donald, take care of yourself.
You too. God bless now.
God bless.
So that was Reverend Rob Clements of Kiltiernan Parish Church, County Dublin. And we thank him very much for coming on to talk to us today about the waiting and patience during this time of isolation.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.